From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama says the government is strongly recommending that people get vaccines for H1N1 virus, commonly called swine flu. After being briefed by senior officials on the nation's preparedness for a possible increased outbreak of swine flu, Mr. Obama told reporters at the White House,
"I don't want anybody to be alarmed, but I do want everybody to be prepared. We know that we usually get a second, larger wave of these flu viruses in the fall, and so response plans have been put in place across all levels of government."
A White House report says it's possible that up to half the U.S. population could eventually be infected with the H1N1 virus. The president also pointed to a report showing an increase in manufacturing activity in August for the first time in a year and a half. He said there's much more to be done, but that it appears the country's economy is moving in the right direction. NPR's Jim Zaroli has more on the new figures from the Institute for Supply Management.
The ISM says its manufacturing index rose to 52.9 last month, the highest reading since June 2007. Any reading above 50 indicates that factory activity is expanding. The ISM said 11 of the 18 manufacturing industries it tracks reported growth. It said its index of new orders was up sharply, so were its indexes of production and inventories. But a separate report from the Commerce Department says construction spending fell by 0.2 percentage point in July. While residential construction rose, construction of hotels, schools, offices, and roads fell by 1%. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.
The nation's system for deploying wildfire resources is now at a higher level of alert and preparedness. 17 major wildfires are reported in 8 western states. NPR's Howard Burkitz has details.
The demand for firefighters and equipment is growing as wildfires threaten thousands of homes in California, Hawaii, Oregon, Utah, Arizona, and Colorado. That prompted the National Interagency Fire Center to raise its preparedness level to 3. 5 is the highest level, which indicates enormous strain on firefighting resources nationwide. The center says close to 10,000 firefighters, 900 fire engines, 80 helicopters, and 20 air tankers are on fire lines now, in addition to significant state resources deployed in California. The wildfire season is just getting started in California, but is winding down in the rest of the West. Fire officials are confident they have enough people and gear to attack new blazes. Until now, they say it's been a relatively mild fire season. Howard Burkus, NPR News.
Stocks continued falling today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is now down 169 points at 93.26. The Nasdaq and S&P 500 are also down. This is NPR News. Former Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge today told NPR he disagrees with former Vice President Dick Cheney, who says the interrogation technique called waterboarding is not torture.
I do think waterboarding is an extreme form of torture, but I disagree with this administration, particularly the Attorney General, with the notion that some of those methods of enhanced enforcement should be barred from using them.
Ridge spoke on NPR's Talk of the Nation today. He's been facing criticism from Republicans over comments in his new book, saying that he worried that politics was considered in discussions of whether to raise the terror alert before the 2004 elections. Ridge said on Monday that people were, quote, hyperventilating about the statement in the book, but he did not retract it. Today, North Korea lifted some restrictions it had imposed on people crossing the border from South Korea to work in a factory park in North Korea. Hundreds of South Korean workers and their vehicles crossed into North Korea with more ease today. From Seoul, Dwali Zaikautau reports.
Since December, South Koreans operating factories in North Korea's border town of Kaesong could travel into the north only 6 times a day. The number of people allowed to stay overnight was also cut in half. But now, South Koreans can cross into North Korea at least 23 times in a day, and the number of South Koreans staying at the jointly run factory park is restored to 1,600. The North appears to be trying to re-engage with South Korea. It recently agreed to hold another round of reunions for families separated by the Korean War 56 years ago. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Seoul.
And I'm Paul Brown. This is NPR News from Washington.